This is the latest world news from the BBC. Hurricane Fiona has strengthened as it moves across the Dominican Republic, bringing torrential rain and powerful winds of 170 kilometers an hour. The President, Luis Abinader, said the damage was considerable and declared three eastern provinces to be disaster zones. The hurricane caused severe flooding, with hundreds of people being evacuated to safe areas and widespread power blackouts. The International Energy Agency says a lack of cooperation between countries is threatening to lead to decades of delay in efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and curb rising temperatures. The report, which was requested by world leaders at last year's climate conference in Scotland, said greater coordination between countries would make green technologies cheaper. It said sectors such as power, transport and agriculture were responsible for most emissions. The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has hosted the first direct talks between the foreign ministers of Armenia and Azerbaijan after renewed fighting broke out in their border area last week. Mr. Blinken said the leaders of both countries had told him they were ready for peace.
Strong, sustained diplomatic engagement is the best path for everyone. There is no military solution to the differences between Armenia and Azerbaijan, but there is, I think, a path to a durable peace that resolves the differences through diplomacy. The United States is prepared to do whatever it can to support these efforts, and I'm grateful to both of my colleagues for being here today to pursue this conversation.
A robotic lander belonging to the U.S. space agency NASA has captured the vibrations and sounds of four meteorites striking the surface of the planet Mars. Scientists reported that the Mars InSight lander had detected seismic and acoustic waves from a series of impacts in 2020 and 2021. BBC World News.